This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. We're making it through the heat of July and hoping temperatures come down a little bit in the coming weeks. We're also looking ahead to our weekend. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, has some great options no matter what the forecast. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. That's right. We've got some good options for indoors and out.
I can't wait to hear them.
There are a bunch of drive-ins and outdoor screenings around the Delaware Valley. Scribe Video Center is behind Street Movies, a series of screenings and performances all over the city starting on August 1st.
See this place right there? We used to rent horse and buggy. That was the stable. The church was the stable.
They do this every summer in conjunction with other community organizations.
Scribe has been doing this for, I don't know, a couple of decades, right?
23 years to be exact, but not as long as one big Delaware event that I bet you know about, Jennifer.
What's the event?
The Delaware State Fair.
Oh, I worked the Delaware State Fair. Made lemonade, mind you. For hours, for charity.
Good for you. It's still on this year, but a little different in light of COVID-19. There will be checking temps at the gate, and their motto this year is wash up, mask up, and back up. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout 75 stations, and while there will be some live music, no big concerts this year.
That is too bad, but I'm happy the fair is still going on. Are there any other things you suggest?
Like anything else, I would tell people to be mindful of their personal risk factors and their family situation before deciding to head out. But if you do want to go, there's about 90 acres, so there's plenty of room to socially distance. It's at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington through Saturday.
Yes, I know them well. Listen, take us inside. What's going on?
Well, many of the city's museums have now reopened, which is great news. The Woodmere Art Museum is one of them. Their Africa and the Arts of Philadelphia exhibit showcases three local artists, and that's been extended through September. You can also see the Gilbert Lewis exhibit through October. Advanced ticket purchase is recommended. And another thing, you can check out the museum's podcast, Diving Board, on SoundCloud. And we'll have a link to that on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Tanya, the Woodmere is so beautiful with the outdoor sculptures. They're great.
Well, I think wherever you view it, art is important. And so is music. Chris's Jazz Cafe wants to help musicians that have been adversely impacted by the pandemic. They're doing so by hosting weekly live stream jazz concerts. They've transformed their venue, the oldest continuously operating jazz club in Philadelphia, to make it a state-of-the-art streaming space.
I'm sure that was a really important investment.
Yeah, they say they spent $25,000 to give viewers the best live stream experience. They're kicking it off with a tribute to beloved jazz guitarist Pat Martino. You know, he's having some significant health and financial challenges. Saxophonist Eric Alexander and the Young Philadelphians will play the first benefit concert for Martino on Saturday, August 1st at 8 p.m. Streams are usually $5, but for the first two benefit shows, they are pay as you wish. So hopefully we can help Pat get better.
Once again, Tanya, you have us excited for the weekend.
Well, you're quite welcome. We'll have all the info and more on our website, whyy.org/things to do, including how to participate in Fairmount Park Scavenger Hunt. I think I'm going to do that one, Jennifer. And the other pop-up drive-ins you can roll into this weekend.
That's great. See you next week, Tanya. Be safe.